This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The U.S. Department of Education gets about 5,000 civil rights complaints every year. This month, they made a finding in what advocates call an extreme case. The department's investigators concluded that schools in Springfield, Massachusetts, have been violating the rights of Somali students by failing to provide an adequate education. From member station WFCR, Karen Brown reports.
When Jean Caldwell retired a few years ago, she offered free tutoring to the Springfield schools and asked for the hardest cases. But when she got her first Somali child, she was amazed.
About every 5 minutes, he was up and over to the water fountain. And I realized the running water was a miracle. All his life, his mother had carried any water the family was going to use in a jar on her head.
A year later, that child, Abdullah Ali Isak, is a shy second grader who's now used to running water and is finally learning to read, but well below grade level.
Look at me. I am...
It's got an R. Resting.
Resting.
Taking a nap.
Isak is one of 300 Somalis from the largely uneducated Bantu tribe who left refugee camps in Kenya 3 years ago to resettle in Springfield. In addition to severe culture shock, the Bantus could speak no English, and even the adults didn't read or write in their native language. That posed a significant challenge for the cash-strapped school district, which had to absorb 90 Somali children. Dr. Naniel Eze is assistant principal at Rebecca Johnson Elementary School.
Given everything we have, I think we're doing the best we can for them. Getting them to perform at the level where most people are looking at will take a little time, a little longer.
But Jean Caldwell thought it needed to go faster. Last August, she filed a complaint with the Office of Civil Rights in the U.S. Department of Education. She claimed the Somali children were spread around too many different schools and were not served by the English as a second language curriculum.
All the other kids speak Spanish, and maybe the teacher speaks Spanish as a first language, so the kids are coming home and they're saying, siéntese to a visitor, means sit down in Spanish, as often as they're saying sit down. They're not distinguishing between the two languages.
Caldwell enlisted the support of local Somali elders, such as Bedel Hussein Ahmad. He says he was shocked when he visited Somali children in the schools.
They were sitting like a stone. They were sitting in the class, but they did not understand anything. 2 years, the boy, he was staying in the school, and he don't know how to read the alphabet.
The U.S. Department of Education found that teachers were never trained to teach Somali-speaking children and couldn't tell what they understood. Some students were even put in French or Italian classes before they knew any English. Only one part-time Somali translator was available for 21 schools, and he often spent his time explaining forms to the Bantu parents. But school officials say they had already begun to address Somali needs before the federal investigation. Sylvia Galvan runs Springfield's English Language Learners Program.
The problem that we have with the Somalian population is that we cannot find in the area enough literate people that can come and help us.
One recent afternoon, a teacher's aide was sitting with a Somali kindergartner in the principal's office. When a Somali man from the community happened to enter the building, she jumped up with relief. Finally, someone could help her discipline the boy.
He's been yelling out in class, just making crazy sounds, pulling his clothes off, just not listening.
Now, I told him what provoked you to do this today. He said one of the children touched, you know, talked to him inappropriately. And
so if someone's bothering you, then you need to tell. You need to raise your hand. You raise your hand and you say, who was it? Who did it?
The problem, of course, is that Somali children often can't negotiate social issues on their own. But as part of an official agreement, the district has promised to hire a Somali translator for every school and to cluster the children in fewer schools. They've also promised to find a Somali-speaking liaison for families and to provide more extracurricular programs. The Department of Education will monitor these promises until 2007. Meanwhile, Abdullah Ali Isak, the student Jean Caldwell tutors, will have to repeat second grade, something Caldwell dreads having to tell him. For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown.